Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome. Welcome back. Everybody's a comedian. Welcome back. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Rocking and rolling here. All about small business. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Ivan Meisner is our guest, our good friend. IvanMeisner.com. You want to check out that website, that blog, and keep up with Ivan. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. The new book, Who's in Your Room, which co-authored by Ivan and Stuart and Rick. Ivan, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about who do you let into your life? What are you being more, should you be more intentional and a little more, maybe even discriminatory, dare we say, in who you let into your life? The book's about if you only had one room to live in and only one door and only one way in, no way out. Who would you bring in? Ivan, over the years, you want to talk to us about how to make a friend. And over the years, I've used that word a lot. And I probably used it loosely. I probably had people who were really acquaintances that I called a friend. But I've thought about that a lot. And I always felt like that was a hopeful thing to do. What do you think?
Well, I think sometimes we do call someone a friend and they're not really truly a friend. They are, in fact, an acquaintance. There was a study done just recently by the Journal of Psychology and Sociology, which I found incredibly interesting because it fit what my experience was in BNI almost perfectly. They discovered how long it takes to create a friend. Now, we're not talking about a Facebook friend. You know, they've redefined what Facebook has redefined what a friend is. We're talking about a real, honest-to-goodness friend. In order to have a casual friendship, it took 50 hours of interaction with the person. 50 hours. Now, that might be, you know, individual, it might be with a group of people, but 50 hours. In order to have a full-on, complete friend, 90 hours of interaction.
Wow.
And in order to have what they called a close friend, someone that you feel is very close to you personally, took 200 hours.
Wow.
200 hours. So what I loved about this.
That reminds me of the old joke about the difference between a good friend and your best friend. A good friend will bail you out of jail, or your best friend will be sitting beside you saying, "Darn, that was fun. Let's do it again."
Let's do it again. Yeah, there's probably some truth to that. But what I've discovered is that those hours line up perfectly with BNI because people who are in BNI, BNI is a business networking organization, and people who are in the organization for less than a year don't generate as much business as those who are in for over a year.
Yeah.
50 hours of interaction is under a year. 90 hours is in that second year. 200 hours puts it over that second year, and that's when all kinds of business is usually generated. Why?
And that's when doesn't the quantum leap effect come in at that point?
It does. It absolutely does. There's a direct linear correlation between the amount of time that someone spends in a network and the amount of business generated.
Right.
It's almost like a J curve.
I love the quantum leap effect. I love talking about that to people, which is what you just brought up, because I tell salespeople, look, this year, when you start out selling this year in your life, you're going to get some business. Next year, you're going to get a little more business, and you're going to hear from people you met this year. In the third year, you'll do that work, and you'll have two people. And you know, it's like that with friends too, isn't it?
Yeah. Relationship building is a force multiplier. It does exactly what you said. You know, it builds and builds and builds on itself. And people who understand how to network effectively get that. They understand that it's really all about relationships. And I've said this to you before on the show, if your network's a mile wide and an inch deep, it's not very powerful.
Right.
So you have to go deep and really build relationships with a number of people in order to generate a lot of business.
And in networking, it's also where you paid it forward and it comes to pass for you in a year or two. That's when it's really sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. When you're able to be at home, you know, or go on vacation and have business show up at your office because of the relationship.
Because of something you've already done, a quality thing that you've already done. IvanMeisner.com, folks, BNI.com. Hey, Ivan, great job today as always. Thanks for 20 great years. Come back soon.
I'd love to.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, simply the best. I told you we'd get smarter when Ivan joined us, and so we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.